bodies, microorganisms, and all the wonderful little specks of life that exist symbiotically among us sounds like some guaranteed fun at Oxford Art Gallery's Cube Space in their new art series, Body to Bodies. It's a variety of installations and performances that are taking over the Oxford Art Factory starting from this Friday and will run until the 13th of October. Curator Anna May Kirk is in studio. Tell us more. Good morning, Anna.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Anytime. So big stuff happening this Friday.
Yes, very big and very, very little.
Very little. Yeah, it's a small space. So how did you kind of, you know, curate the series around quite a small space in a very big party environment?
Well, the glass cube space is that glass, literally a glass cube between the gallery bar and Oxford Arts Factory's main stage area. And to me, it almost reminds me of kind of this like atrium or terrarium. And that really got me thinking about the things like different ecosystems. And so using that small space to explore even smaller things like microorganisms and how they relate to our bodies and our life every day, I thought would be like a really interesting interesting theme for a curated performance series.
Mm. So how small are we getting here on that micro level?
Very, very small. It all kind of started when I got a cold and I was thinking about the invisible microscopic things that had invaded my body that were causing me to feel so terrible and like so sorry for myself. And then the microscopic things inside my body that were fighting against this cold. I was like, oh, my body at this moment is kind of a battleground for these microscopic things and I'm kind of complicit in that.
Mm.
And that got me thinking about this relationship we have with these invisible things that live on our skin and in our bodies that help with like things like our immune system and absorbing vitamins and minerals and digestion, and how we live symbiotically with these microscopic invisible things as I'm unaware of them as they are of us. And I thought that was a very interesting relationship between this invisible and visible and how we carry that with us every day in our everyday lives.
Mm. So how are you bringing the invisible to the visible in this series?
So I've curated a couple of artists who will be presenting installations and performances across the month in the Oxford Arts Factory Cube. So that's Lachlan Hurd, who's presenting an installation for the opening night, and then across the following 2 weeks called Me and All My Bodies, which explores kind of the biodiversity of the microorganisms that live within the body. So he'll swab different areas of himself and then grow these microorganisms so you can then see them.
Wait, like petri dishes?
Like petri dishes, but in these beautiful blown glass bulb-like structures. So, yeah, it's very bodily and really colourful as well. All these microorganisms, when you grow them, are surprisingly colourful. And there's also Ivy Warne, who's a dancer and choreographer who borrows from the poetics of microorganisms. So the way that microorganisms communicate with each other is really interesting when they need to be next to each other and they kind of exchange chemicals in order to talk to each other. And so she's drawn inspiration from that to create a dance that will happen in the cube. And then Silk and Sap will be presenting a installation that's more apocalyptic about Ooh. Microorganisms, which is really interesting.
So death.
Yeah. But the opening night is really the crux event of this, and that will bring together all these artists as well as Al Jol, who will be presenting these rock formations that they're creating that are kind of like rock ecologies,
mm-hmm.
and Pony Express, who people might remember from their ecosexual bathhouse that they presented at Liveworks a couple of years ago, but they'll be presenting a video work alongside lots of musicians, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, so on the music aspect, is that spilling out into the gallery space?
Yeah, so this will be happening in the cube space and in the gallery space as well. So thinking about how a club space is very similar to how microorganisms actually interact. Like when you're in the club space and you're dancing, you're exchanging sweat and communication between different people, and it's a very community environment. And that's actually very similar to the microscopic ways that all these things within our bodies and on our bodies live out their lives. Yeah.
It sounds so scientific.
I'm such a science nerd.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you always been into science?
I'm like very much in the art world, but secretly a big science geek. And I think it's coming out in this exhibition.
So you mentioned opening night is the big crux of this series. Who do you have on the lineup there?
So Din are playing, which I'm really excited about, as well as DJ Abatonye. Powder L, also known as Laura Hunt, who used to produce this show.
Hey, shout out to Laura.
And the opening act is a girl called Holly Connors under the name Ilex, who will be opening the night with a 20-minute drum solo, which I'm just like so stoked about. Oh, I think it's so cool.
Drum solo.
Yeah.
They're fun.
What a good way to start a party. So good.
It's also mentioned that, you know, it's veering the way in a less human-centric way, but it's all about the human body. Is that kind of contradictory?
I think drawing attention to this relationship, this like symbiotic relationship we have between us as very visible beings and these invisible things that live in our skin and in our bodies that allow us to live every day. Like without them, we'd be suffering extreme cold and all sorts of things. I think really draws attention to a different kind of way of thinking about moving through the world. We're so human-centric in the way that we look at the world and always think about our actions, like the overuse of plastic or burning fossil fuels as how it's going to affect humanity, rather than thinking about how it's going to affect humanity and the rest of the world, like animals, microorganisms and the ecosphere. So I think it's a really interesting way to draw attention to these microscopic things that are going on in order to draw attention to how human-centric we look at the world and ask people to, for a moment or like during a party, think about how their actions affect the rest of the world rather than just themselves. Yeah.
So deep for a party area. Love it.
Yeah. You can also just come and have a drink. That's chill too.
So the thing about Oxford Art, like, you know, you're in between the gallery and the main stage, and the main stage, it can get pretty hectic there. So how do you kind of balance that with your performance in the Cube with all the partiness that's going on the sides?
I think presenting art in a party context is actually really different and really hard. And there's a lot of things you need to think about that you wouldn't have to think about if you were presenting an exhibition in a gallery. And that includes like drunk teenagers. And so I've really concentrated on creating an opening night event where people can come and feel safe and enjoy the art during that evening, but then for the course of the month of different installations and performances, really focusing on installation instead of putting performers in the Cube, or if there's a performer in the Cube, being there myself to just like make sure no like drunk 18-year-olds trying to like
little body
hammer on the glass. Yeah.